Welcome to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today?
Oh,
it
good.
Is a beautiful day, isn't it? And
it
it's
is.
Not so very cold outside
well,
either.
It's 29 degrees, but you
it
know.
It is?
Mm-hmm, that's what the temperature says.
It don't feel like it, though,
no,
does it?
It feels like it's 42.
Well, welcome to our show. We are live right now on www.wwgh1071.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're also live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and make sure you share that information with your friends and your neighbors and anyone you hear that would like to be connected with WWGH. The name of this show is called A Voice of a People. I'm your host, Linda Sims. I am also live right now in the studio by calling 7403-839944. If you just want to be a part of the show, you want to ask any questions or make a comment or a nice comment, please feel free to do so. Again, that number is 7403-839944. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, how you doing? Thank you for your love and for your support. Mm-hmm. Always look forward to speaking with each and every one of you, even newcomers. And along with you all, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 282 Lee Street of Marion, number 7402-231515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their free produce will begin in April of 2026. And just look how fast we're getting to April.
Ooh.
We're almost at March.
Well, as soon as we get out of March, we'll be in April.
I know.
Man, I tell you, right after.
Yes, you're right about that. And it's been like that for a long time, right?
That's why I know it's going to be the same.
But not only that, look how fast it's coming.
No,
wow.
It takes 28 days.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a live and informative show today. I can tell by the way it's going. I know you're listening to the voice in the background. That's my guest today, Willie Harris, Tap One.
You know, you almost called me something.
I don't even know what it was. I got lost there for
that's
a moment.
Right.
But anyway.
When you're around greatness, that happens.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
I understand.
I mean, one time I had to stand before the Lord.
One time?
Yeah. Yeah, just one.
Is it over?
Yeah. Man, I tell you the truth. If you can avoid that, try to. Cause he can be tough. Well, he wrapped knuckles. He's a knuckle rapper.
Yes, he
is. Oh, yes, indeed. But you know,
yes,
go
is.
Ahead.
All righty. Now, so I do have one announcement I would like to share with you, and that is the Hearts of Ohio Homeless Shelter.
Mm.
Let's not forget them. They are always in need. They need like copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, or washcloths, or just a cash donation, which would help them to Phyllis. What's that word? Phyllis.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Philosophical?
Philistate. I'm sorry, I got it. That they can take care of the people who are,
the facilitators.
To facilitate the people that are in the homeless shelter. And we must not forget that is one of our fastest growing
populations yes,
right now.
It is.
And we have to be helpers to one another in our in these times. I mean, if I could change it, I would. But it's like, how do you change that?
One step at a time. One person at a time.
Right. And let's lift these people up in prayer. Always. Pray for your neighbors and your friends. Pray for our city, our state, and for our country. Those who are at the head, that are leaders, It's just time to pray. I can put it like that. It's just time to pray about all things. Okay, let's do that.
You just said that. It's just, let's just pray.
Right. It's just time to pray.
A little even trying to figure out what for. We just get to praying.
Right. Let's just get to praying. Absolutely. Prayer changes things. I've heard in my lifetime.
I'm gonna tell you what I've heard: that prayer changes people, and people change things.
Beautiful. I love that. Even
it's the truth, I think, because God always have taken and placed other people. Like anything that has ever come to you had to come through somebody. You know, it didn't just drop out the air. You know, it had to manifest through a person of some sort.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I like that. Okay, so we're almost through the month of February.
Almost.
I picked up this almanac calendar because I heard it was going to be one of the last of its kind. You know, almanac always tell us about our health and, you know, what's going on in the world. Even predicts things as well. And
Fake news.
Maybe. Maybe. It's not as fake as a lot of news we hear, right?
No, that's true.
Yeah, it's not. 'Cause this has withstood the test of time.
Whatever that means.
Right, it's still around.
Okay.
I don't even know, like 1800s, maybe 1700s, almanac came out.
Let me just ask you this. When you and God first came up with Jesus and he was walking and you was talking to Jesus, did y'all have an almanac at that time? Because, I mean, that's how old the almanac. See, you don't even know. You don't even remember back that far. So, I mean, I could understand how you could forget this over 2,000-3,000 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Especially if I was around.
You was around there.
I guess I was in the thoughts.
Well,
God's
had
thoughts.
To be. Don't you know, God thought about us when he started the whole world.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, so it was just time for us to come forth or come into existence, however you want to put it.
Right.
It's like,
and you know what?
What?
We had a Friday the 13th in February, second week, and guess what? We're going to have a Friday the 13th, the second week of March. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. I never cared about the 13th or the 14th of Friday.
But what does Friday the 13th represent, supposedly?
Good wishes and plenty of food and drink and be merry. That's what we always. Now, you know, when I came to this planet, I knew something was messed up when they had all these little different things that they had set aside. We celebrate every day. Every day is a celebration.
It should be.
And it should be.
Celebration of life. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you on that, too.
There you go.
There are no bad days, right?
Well, now, whew, girl, you throwed me one then. I swung and missed that one. I'm going to let that one go on.
Okay.
Yeah, he caught that strike.
You may have a bad experience any day, but it's not a bad day.
I can agree with that. Thank you for saving it. That's a ball. So I thought it was a strike, but it's a ball. But anyhow, you're right. I can agree to that.
Right.
It's
absolutely.
It's not that difficult when you understand certain things and have a certain wisdom of God.
Right.
And you got to ask God for wisdom. If you don't ask God for wisdom, you will not acquire wisdom.
I agree with that too.
He's the only one. That entity is the only entity that holds and possess wisdom to be passed on.
Amen.
Now you can share your wisdom with other people, but you cannot give them your wisdom.
That's true. You can share it.
I told you. Absolutely. What I tell you last time we did.
What?
I be knowing all this stuff.
Well, you sure you didn't live long enough to know something.
Now, see that. That's right. Another, you see, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to swing at that one. You know, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And thank God for it.
Amen.
You know, because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning or yesterday, you know.
Amen. So and, true.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, your hearts go out to people, but everybody, we're just going to, eventually we're going to come to an end.
Amen.
You know, so what you want to do? Party until you get to the end.
I'm going
to
enjoy my life.
Or you know, keep
the best
hid
I
in
can.
The closet somewhere and saying, oh, I don't want this to happen and the sky is going to fall and, you know, and it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and those things are going to happen, but one day, right?
Yeah, it's happening now.
But I'm going to enjoy each day the Lord blessed me with on this land, in the land of the living.
I think people should get back naked.
Well, I guess they do, and they take a shower. You know.
I ain't talking about that. Just everybody.
Walk the streets like a nudist camp.
Just if everybody, because you can't lie and hide when you ain't got on no clothes.
Well, that depends on what you're trying to hide.
It don't. You can't hide
a lie.
You can't hide who you are and what you really look like and your disposition if you naked. You can't hide it. How you gonna hide it? You ain't got nothing to shield, nothing. I see everything. Oh, Lord.
That you're supposed to see everything.
That's cover what, up, Lord. Tell
that's
them to
why
cover
God
up.
Covered up Adam and Eve because they had sin. He said, I'm going to put some clothes on y'all.
Y'all, because if not, you're going to be some of y'all out there slanging and flanging and should not even be out there.
I know that's right.
We're going to move the proud on.
We gonna digress.
Now wait a minute. Now don't move on too fast. Cause I thought you went to that cruise that time. I thought you went on.
No, I haven't been on a cruise.
You've never been on a cruise?
No, not yet.
I thought you said you had been on a cruise and they got naked on there.
No,
that wasn't you. Okay,
that wasn't me.
Okay, well, somebody that I didn't know.
Wasn't me.
But they got one cruise man line that I keep trying to get my buddy. I said, look, we ought to go on this day. She said, man, she don't want to go on the cruise. Okay, it's an alternative cruise. You know, you got all kinds of folk.
Okay.
Lifestyles.
Oh, my.
Now, that's what I was saying. You know, see how it just thrilled you?
Yeah. See, no, it didn't thrill me, but I'm like, oh, my. I can imagine why she said no.
She didn't say no right away. She hesitated just long enough to be high echelon.
Right.
You know, or not to look like, you know, skank or nothing like that.
Right, right.
So, you know, women, they y'all to do that. You know, you'll see a guy, you know you love him and like him and everything. You done already made your mind up. And he come up to you, hey, how you doing? You be like, I ain't got time for you. I got something to do. Knowing all along, you done already said yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Lord, I mean, if I'd have known this when I was a kid, I'd have never got married.
Really? Why not?
Oh, Lord, I wouldn't want to put up with all that nonsense. You live with a woman day in and day out, you're going to be just like I am now, crazy as hell.
Really?
Yeah, I got like this. I was not
like
this.
Oh, it wasn't her fault.
It was their fault.
It wasn't her
fault. And y'all still doing it.
Not all her fault.
Oh, it's every bit of it.
No. I'm sure women that are listening does not agree with that.
Well, they ain't. They
takes
should.
Two.
They should.
Takes two.
No, it do not take
it
two.
It takes two.
It don't. Listen, let me tell you something. You give a woman a seed and she can grow it. You give a man a seed and it'll die. He can't multiply nothing.
No.
You give a man
not
a
you, woman, no.
Well, then what the heck you talking about? So what I'm trying to tell you is if all of that lies on that side of being a woman in order for those things to be necessary for the world, then it's all got to be y'all's fault.
Oh, okay. We'll take all the blame then.
No, don't take the blame. Don't take it. You know, I'm just saying.
Okay, what you saying?
That you tricked Adam.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go. Help us, Lord. Help
I'm trying
us.
To tell you, girl.
somehow we always end back there, right? It's all Eve's fault.
No, it's not Eve's fault. Completely.
Completely.
Yeah, not completely.
All right.
But now, she started the fault. Because she should have ran out that garden. She should have ran out and ran to her man. Ah, something's after me. You know, help me.
He was right there with her.
No, he wasn't. If he was, then he should have ran with her and grabbed her hand.
Right.
And he probably said, come on, Eve. I ain't going nowhere. You know how y'all can be. You don't tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy. You didn't make me. Eve, come on, let's go. I done told you. Man, you know, and poor man, what he going to do? What he going to do?
I don't even know how to respond to that question.
If God would have brought Eve to Adam and blinded Adam for 2 or 3 days and let him be with Eve without seeing her beauty.
Right.
And then unfolded it, he'd have been all right because then he would have said, oh, that's what that was. But when he first seen, oh, look at that. That's what, I wonder what that is. See, that's a different question. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, he the one that called her woman. Adam did.
Because he done wounded him.
Yeah.
You know,
he called her woman.
And he's saying, you know, you blood of my blood and bone of my bone and you sassy too? Get out of here.
He didn't
say God could have made another one too, you know.
He could have.
The man had more ribs. Go ahead and take one out the other side. Make me even again.
Oh, wow. Okay, he could have, but he didn't.
But he didn't because Adam didn't ask him to. See, Adam complained about the woman, but he should say, Lord, take that woman back and get me another one. Let me try this again.
What was going to be the difference?
Well, he was going to have a different woman.
But Adam was still the same.
It wasn't the man's fault, so it don't matter. I mean, he's supposed to stay the same. That's the one thing in the story that stays consistent.
Yeah, he didn't change, right.
No, he stayed the same. He ain't supposed to say.
He'd have made the same mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
Oh, yeah. It was a bad choice of sin. Yeah.
It was a bad choice.
It was considered sin, and it was a bad choice. You're so right about that.
Because that's why now we filter everything and lie about. I listened to the speech the other night, part of it.
What speech? State of the Union?
Yeah.
Did you listen to that?
Well, because, you know, I podcast stuff, so.
Okay, yeah. You do.
Yeah,
you do.
So, yeah. So me and my son said, now, Papa, I don't know nothing about this stuff. He said, so you're going to have to do almost all the talking. But then when we started talking and looking at the stuff, you know, he was able to chime in because of all the hypocrisy. You're looking at these guys. How are you going to set up and say you don't want a president that can't read? When you got a president that can't read, how are you going to say that you don't want a president that don't know how to treat people or mistreat people? When you got a president that obviously make fun of people and mistreat people.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about cutting the Medicaid out in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they can spite those people. Because they pissed at
the governor.
Yeah. Just straight up evilness. And then when you talk to them about it, they done twisted all this stuff up like a grapevine. You can't see one thing. If you're not really, you know, have you ever played that game where you have all these ropes tied together and they're different colors and you have to dismantle them? Well, anyways, in that game, things will wrap around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all plugged into these little spots, but they're only plugged in on one side, some of them.
Right.
But they're all entangled. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is you got to figure out which ones to take off where to undo other ones in order to get things to do.
Right.
When you first start doing this game, it's impossible to do it at the level that I've done it at because I'm up to like level 500.
Okay, you've been doing it a long time.
I've been doing it for a long
time.
Right,
right.
And I get tired of beating the game, so I'll go away from the game and come back.
Right.
But I do it just for mental exercise.
Okay.
Just so that you can look at things that's entangled and try and figure out how they're really connected.
Right.
And when you're listening to these politicians, you need that skill set because you need to be able to look at how, because they talk a complete different language. They talk that lawyer, what they call lawyerese. And politics, ease, or whatever it is, they talk another language. And if you don't know what they're talking about, and that's what's concerning with them now, is the American people are starting to understand these policies and understand these different versions, parts of the government, you know, the three parts. And,
right.
they're understanding how they're supposed to work by watching all these people do all this stuff that they know. You don't come to a hearing and bring ammunition so that you can talk trash to everybody that's asking you questions when you're over the situation that they are concerned about and you're the head person.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then you want to play stupid and keep, you know, just like Bundy did the other day. And then after that, he ignored her the other night too. Well, he's quick at that. He act like he don't see him.
Walk right past him. Right.
I done seen him do Margie like that. Walk right on past, and she's sitting there like hurt because she's like, oh, yeah, you know,
right.
You're going to give me some, you know, come in and hug her or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing, Marge? You doing good, girl. What's up? You know, he ain't say none of that. He just act like, I don't even see her.
Right.
She on the left-hand side. I'm looking over here on the right at the football game. You know, that kind of nonsense. But it's all going to come to the head, man. Oh, it is. It's going to all straighten itself out when God comes back and touch his finger because he's on his way. You look at all this stuff that's going on. You know, from you having a daughter that looks at those books that has been reading Enoch,
mm-hmm.
you probably got a different ideal about that whole flood situation. Because the way they explained it, and now that you look at how it's actually set up, That's what killed off them dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
But see, we're thinking that the dinosaurs is millions and millions and millions and billions of years old.
And they're not, right?
And they're really not.
No, they're not.
That we're misreading all of this information.
Right. That's because scientists have brought in so much other information that people would rather listen to and buy.
But they do it on purpose. So that they can keep you confused, you know, and they muddy the water, so to speak. And
with man's wisdom. That's what that
is.
With
his folly.
Yeah. His foolishness.
Yeah,
yes.
With his foolishness. Because we don't have wisdom without God.
No.
And see, and only God wisdom.
But he does have earthly wisdom, because the Bible talks about that.
Well, I don't know where that is.
Fleshly and demonic. Yeah, they have their own. They
system.
Create their own. Right,
I
wisdom.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, you can call it that.
But not God's wisdom.
Well, it ain't real wisdom then. It's just.
No.
It's still falsehood. Because it's based off of a lie.
Right, absolutely.
You know, so. I mean, a lot of stuff, just like I was looking at where they were talking about Satan wasn't never really called Lucifer. That's man-made, because Lucifer just means shining light or bright one. But that wasn't initially, that's not what God called him, but they saying because when God said he fell out the sky, that it was a streak of lightning, they just put all that stuff together and came up with, oh, okay, Lucifer, meaning, you know, the fallen light.
Yeah, the light bearer. That was what God named him, Lucifer. Yeah.
No, he didn't. I just told you.
Now, where's that at? You had to show me.
I ain't sure.
I may be wrong.
You is wrong.
Okay.
All you got to do is ask Google to
I am.
Ask to
I
to
am,
because
if I'm wrong, I want to know I'm wrong so I can get it right.
To find out when God named Satan Lucifer. Because what was he called when he was in heaven?
That's what I thought it was called, but maybe I'm wrong. We're going to look it up.
I better look it up on my phone. Your phone have a tendency to find crazy stuff, too. I can't trust your phone. Why didn't you just speak it in?
I'm not used to it, I guess. Okay. No results found. I must have asked it the wrong
Yeah, sometimes them prompts don't work.
Oh, my. Okay, let me start over then. Let me go back here.
Your question's going to be too broad.
Right. What did
Are we on there?
Yes, we are. You can talk while I'm looking this up.
Mm-hmm. Is Satan named Lucifer? Okay. Was Satan really called Lucifer? The Bible made plain. It is a very common belief that the name of Satan before his rebellion was Lucifer. But is this belief correct? The Latin word for Lucifer, if you're listening.
We're listening.
Wait a minute, hold up. Let me catch up. But it says Satan.
That was his name. I mean, that's what he called him.
Is that the belief? Where did the name Lucifer originate? The word Lucifer appeared just once in the King James and the New King James in Isaiah 14:12. It translates from the Hebrew word Haya. Lucifer is a Latin word meaning light barrier, from lux meaning light and free. But now this doesn't say that he wasn't called that. They just tell you what it is. It was translated primarily by Jerome and completed about A.D. 405. At the time that the translation of the New King James Version was working on. Now, I don't know how much more information you need, but...
I don't. I didn't really need any more. I mean, he was called Lucifer when God created him. You know, one of the most beautiful...
That's not what it said.
You don't have to say so. What does the Bible say? That
is
the truth.
This is what we're reading. We're talking about the Bible. Where do you think this stuff is coming from? This is stuff that they take out of the Bible. They're actually talking about... where they're getting this stuff from. Just like,
okay, but it's kind of twisted. Even though they got it out of the Bible, they still kind of twist it to make it mean what they wanted to mean and what they believe themselves. And that's something also I have learned about some of this stuff that we get off of Facebook and YouTube. What does the Bible say? God created him and called him Lucifer.
Find that.
Isaiah 14
is not going to say that he that was his name. Now, it may refer to him as that. Let's go
that's
to
his
it.
Name then.
Well, you, no. No.
Yeah, that's his name then. That's what has happened to the church. They get into these things here and they discredit what the Bible actually says. Yeah, and then he was called Satan, you know, because evil was found in him. Yeah, iniquity was found in his heart. You know, that's how all those things change. But yeah, that's what he was. You know, Lucifer, that's it. I mean, there was no other name for him. He was the highest ranking angel that God made, the most beautiful. When he moved, music came out of him, you know, so, wow. But iniquity was found in his heart because he desired God's worship. Like the angels was holy, holy, holy all the time to God, nonstop. And he wanted that worship.
Wait, hold up. Now.
What's that?
Probably some more of your Lucifer. Now, they tell you that if you look at the word Lucifer, they still have to translate it from the original version of where it came from.
Yeah. The original was in the Bible.
No.
Where else they gonna get it?
From the language that was being spoken at that time in that region.
Okay, it was still Lucifer.
And the language that they're speaking, when you look at the word Lucifer, it translates into just the morn of the bright one. Something, excuse me, that's illuminated. But that's not what God
did. And that's how he got that name. God created him, and he was the angel of light or bringing brightness, because he covered God's throne. When he was created. That's what he did. He covered God's throne.
Covered it with what?
I guess his wings. He was an angel.
Wait a minute. He could have had the golden arches truck and spread it out. Now, how you just going to make a statement like that?
Well, it tells you in the Bible what his duties was, why God created him.
Well, listen, I always tell people this when I talk about you.
What?
I said, let me tell you something.
Talk about now, me.
Yeah, I talk about you all the time. I say, you know, Linda understand that Bible, but I'm going to still say it's different. No, but don't matter. Doesn't matter. Because too many people do just what you just did.
What's that?
That's what's in the Bible. And then you don't look at the origin of the Bible. Or you don't accept the origin of the Bible.
What is the origin of the Bible?
No, you do not know.
What is the origin?
It ain't New King James.
What is it?
It ain't the Holy, because all that was man constructed. We keep coming back to this. But yet still you hold your hat to that whole thing.
You know why?
Why?
Because I used to be a secretary at one of the biggest plants in Marion, Ohio, which was Marion Power Shovel. I worked on the third floor in the erection department. The guys that went out to put those shovels, drag lines, and drills together all over the world, right? I was their secretary. So, when my boss called me into his office to write a letter, I brought my tablet and my pen. And he dictated to me what he wanted. Same thing God did about the Bible. He used men to write it, but he dictated it.
Okay. So, you're saying that God physically took time to transcribe something?
To tell? No, he didn't transcribe it. He told them what to write. They transcribed it.
And you've known man to do exactly what he's supposed to
do. I had to do exactly what my boss wanted me to write.
Well, see, you had a boss. They got a God. So
who is boss?
Well, no,
yeah,
a difference. You can change bosses, but you can't change God.
Well, you know, if you're under the direction of God, you're not going to just change it.
Well,
in good conscience,
that's easy to say. That if you believe that, yeah, I can understand that. But like I said, the book that you used, that you call the Bible, was constructed by men. And
yeah,
no,
they wrote it.
No, they transcribed it.
They transcribed what God told them.
They don't. No, no, they transcribed it from a language earlier than the one that they were spoken. New King James, the King James Version, is set up by this guy's version of the Bible. Do you not understand that? This is his translation. It's his translation.
And I understand this too. No, I'm saying God helped him do that too. To break that down.
He took what he took. Well, then you have to be wrong in one state because let me tell you something.
No,
you,
I have to be right.
No, listen. If
no, I'm not right. God's right.
If you no, you said it right the first time.
No,
see,
I didn't.
Yeah. Because the whole thing is. Because
the other word, okay, okay.
Okay, so the Bible.
You stay on that. What do you have to believe in then?
I can believe in all of the scriptures and the words that I find.
And you can believe that man wrote it and man had that wisdom to write those scriptures.
I ain't said nothing about what man had because I already know what man has and don't have. Because me and you both.
So how can you credit all that to man?
Because what you're crediting, everything that you're basing your thinking off of one particular Bible.
No, yes. Not one particular Bible, one particular God. That's what I'm basing it on.
And you saying that that Bible that you have is the Word of God, right?
Yeah, no matter what translation you have.
So you're saying that that particular word has been the same from the very beginning, but it's not, and it has not been. This is
It was written in Latin, so no, it's not the same.
So you're trying to tell me that King James looked at the Latin and understood
translated
what,
it,
and understood what God was telling whoever wrote it in Latin. So that he could
transcribe it. Yes,
and
I
you
do.
Think that because he took somebody else's translation and translated it from his understanding, because God done already gave information to the person that originally done it.
But it's not the man's understanding, that it's God's understanding.
Okay, but God gave the information to the first person.
He didn't and the second one, and the third one. If you can do the same thing if you are concentrated. In the Lord, yes, I can.
So you saying that I can write a Bible?
Don't you have a Jimmy Swagger Bible?
I got a Bible that's got Jimmy Swagger name on it.
That's all?
That's all it's called.
It don't have his commentary in there?
Well, sure it does.
All right, then. That's the same thing.
But people always want to influence you, and that's the point that I'm trying to make.
They're sharing.
So the stuff that you've been listening to out of this particular book.
What they're doing is sharing their experience with God.
But they're not supposed to be sharing an experience. They're supposed to be sharing the pure word of God.
And that's what they're doing. No. Their pure experience. Otherwise, you have nothing to believe in.
Sure you do.
No, you don't.
Your heart your heart is what really goes to
it's
God.
It's the word of God that saves, delivers, heals, and sets you free.
That's
it's
true.
His word.
That's true.
So if man wrote it, so where is the strength and the power in that?
There is none.
Right.
And
so
that's
then,
what I'm trying to tell you.
And if you're saying that, what are people supposed to believe in? All these things came from man? No.
You, listen, see, you're going to ask the question and then answer it.
Okay. What do people have to believe in?
I don't know.
Christians.
That's another.
Or believers in Christ Jesus and his teachings. If those aren't his teachings, what do you have to believe in?
The thing I'm saying, now I'm not saying that this is, see, there is original scripts. This is why I'm telling you.
Okay, so where are they if this is not part of them?
Because they have been put aside. You have to seek out
this stuff. So that's what
I'm
saying.
Just like the book of Enoch.
What does people have to believe in?
The truth. Of what the
so
word
where
of God.
Do they get the truth from?
You got to first start with yourself and search your heart, man. If your heart is all tangled up and you're all confused in your heart, you're not going to accept God one way or another because you're not going to see him when you see him because you're covered in craziness.
So you're saying your heart is what saves you?
No, I'm not saying your heart is what saves you. I'm saying your heart is what guides you to God. The word of God is nothing more than a contract between you and him. He tells
but how can I believe that if you're telling me all this was man-made?
I'm telling you that the thing that you are believing in has been tampered with. It has things removed out of it, and it has things added to it. First thing is...
Well, how do you know God didn't construct that as well?
Because
what he wanted in there and what he didn't.
Grammar and context.
And this too.
And subtext didn't exist.
He also let us know that there were other books. In the Bible, he tells you there are other books, and he names them which you have access to.
Absolutely.
So if he was really trying to hide that,
no, I ain't
you would not have how access.
You, how you come around saying that? I'm saying the God trying to
hide
stuff.
Because people saying that. That's what people say. Yeah.
Listen,
that's
I'm
what
not,
they say. But, oh, here come the Book of Enoch and all this stuff.
Well,
why they hide this?
You ain't heard me say nothing. But you do know one thing.
People hide
You do
all
know
this
people
stuff.
Hide stuff all the time.
Only if they're allowed to.
No, well, you can say that, but they still
Epstein only if they're
files.
Allowed to.
Epstein files.
That has nothing to do with the Word of God.
Well, people hide what they want.
They sure do.
Okay, so that's my point, only.
And they have covered what they want hidden.
And this is the thing that I'm trying to tell you, that when you look at...
But I can't compare that with the Bible.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you make it, see, you got the Bible set up on this pedestal. As if
I have God set up on
no,
the pedestal
you talk,
as the author and finisher of my faith.
Well, see, you talking about faith. We ain't talking about that. We
talking
about
what that is.
Well, this Bible ain't your faith.
It is.
No, it's
you don't
not.
You don't think I have to have faith to believe the Word of God and accept it as the Word of God?
Linda.
Otherwise, I have nothing.
Linda.
Otherwise, I have nothing.
If you were a person that was like Helen Keller, who could not see and could not hear and could not speak, could you believe in God?
Yeah, I guess so, to a certain extent.
Give me that. I think so.
I don't know because I'm not blind. I mean, I can see. I can understand.
So a lot of the things that you depend on getting your information from is you physically being able enough to see.
No, not really. Helen Keller eventually learned how to read Braille. So she probably read about God too.
But she
Wait
a minute now, hold on, because you know somebody had to teach her Braille.
Yeah, they
had
to
the
teach her.
The person that taught her Braille now.
And they have the Bible in Braille.
Now, that's a good. Ain't nobody talking about that. I guess they do.
Yeah, they
but
do.
But the thing is, that don't mean anything, does it?
Yeah.
That it's in Braille.
Yeah.
Well, just as confused being blind as you are with sight, then.
No. Yeah. I'm not confused.
No, not you. I'm talking about the people that's using the Bible like that.
Oh. Well, I don't think they're confused. I think...
I have this...
Personally, you know what I think? I think that man has taken too much credit for the things of God. And he's a liar. He's not God. And he cannot be... measured up to God. He does not know the things of God, nor the heart of God, nor the mind of God. So there's no way that he could write or take credit for writing that Bible.
Well,
because God says, I tell you the end from the beginning. Because you know why? I've already always have been, always will be. I've already seen the end. That's why he can tell you what's going on all in between. Man can't do that.
No.
He hasn't been there.
No, man can't do much of anything except for fail.
You know, like he took credit for that snowstorm we had, right?
Who took credit?
Man. They said, oh, well, that was man-made. We were up there seeding the clouds. And when we here in Ohio got like that 13.1 or 2 inches of snow, 3 weeks back?
Mm-hmm.
They were all on YouTube that they took credit for the big storm. So I'm like, well, who took credit for that big storm last week when dumped all them tons and tons of snow on New York and Rhode Island and Connecticut and places like that? Man wants to take too much credit for what God is doing. Only can do. Only he can do. He asked Joe, where was you when I created the earth and set it up on nothing? Where were you at, Job? Speak now.
What was he supposed to be?
Well, that's what God want to know.
I mean, you know.
You're going to put me down or get mad at me about this. I'm going to tell you about yourself and I'm going to tell you about me.
Yeah, I understand
that. Yeah, and he said, can you call the lightning and ask it to come forth?
Yeah, no, but I want to see you do it.
He does it all the time.
Let me see how you do it.
He does.
You know, like I heard a guy ask one time, does God know everything because he's just smarter or because he's been around for so long?
He's been around for so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of people that have been around. Yeah.
Don't know nothing.
Well, they know things that they know, but which ain't don't amount to a whole lot.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So true. The thing is, I've learned that growing up in what was considered my faith at the time, I didn't know how crazy that stuff was until I got out in the world and started seeing other people that were showing different ways of worshiping. Mm-hmm. And I realized that if God created the world and he created all this diversity, he wouldn't have so many things that only go in one direction. He would have more than one thing because he's a more than one thing type God. But we put him in a box when it comes to how he's supposed to relate to us and how we're supposed to relate to him. You know, everybody have their own way that they want to interpret that. What makes them feel comfortable with whatever their decision that they've made, whether, you know, they Protestant or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I want to step away from all of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have any kind of religion in me at all. I only want to be able enough to communicate with the Spirit of God, which he told me that I could do through my spirit to be able to talk to the Father. I don't want all that in-between crap. You know, you got to pay tithes and you got to give your offering and what Malachi say, will a man rob God? All this nonsense. This is unnecessary. If you want people to bring money, tell them what they need, what you need, how much you need. If they really want to support you, they will. If they don't want to support you, they won't.
True.
But this whole thing where every Sunday you got to get up in church and start badgering people and just start talking about, now, God loves a cheerful giver, and he likes people that like to shut up and sit down sometimes, too. You know?
I agree.
So, I'm just saying, we are not supposed to know anything compared to what God knows. And I don't try to. And I don't care about not knowing. I know just what I want to know for now. When more stuff come, I try to absorb, but hell, a sponge can only soak up so much water and before it just sits in it, you see? And you don't want to get like that. Every now and then, you want to squeeze that shit out or that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You want to squeeze out that and get some more. But if you already, that's just like people that go to church every Sunday. Oh, that was a good word. Okay, when are you going to digest it? So then you go.
When are you going to apply it to your life?
So then, whatever, however you want to say it. So then, you go through Monday through Friday, Sunday again, hold you a good word. You ain't digest what you had last week. So eventually, you're going to be constipated.
No?
Oh, absolutely. Eventually.
Well, you have to apply it to your life. If you don't, it means nothing.
We don't have no arguments. All I'm trying to tell you is that you don't need that much word.
Oh, you can't tell me what I need.
Well, I just said that. You don't need that much word.
You can't tell me what I need.
Then tell me.
You can try.
No, I can tell you. You don't.
I need that word every day.
You need it for what, though?
To live.
So you just getting the same word over and over every
day? Oh, there's many words in the Bible. I can't consume all those words. No, all that wisdom and knowledge. And like I said, there's healing in there. There's deliverance in there. Yes, God's wisdom is in there. That's why Solomon was born.
The whole thing is this.
What's
like
that?
I said before, if you did not read and use that Bible to communicate, all those things you just...
But you're asking me something I don't know.
No, I'm asking you, see, okay.
I don't know that.
Right, but you can imagine. You got a mind.
No, I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, you've been blind in the sight to where you've gotten up in the middle of the night and can't see.
Of course.
Okay.
And I had to feel my way around,
okay,
yes.
So you know that when you can feel your way around, you didn't know where things... You knew from your mind knew where stuff was based off of what you seen before you went to sleep. But you can't see it anymore.
You know, I started reading the Bible when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, I know. That crazy.
That's how long I've been reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. My mother's Bible. You know, had heard about God. I didn't really know God like I do now.
Well, how do you know?
But I believed. For some reason, people are chosen to believe. So people are chosen to be planted in the church according to the word of God. Everybody's not even planted. in the church.
Now, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
They're churchgoers, and they're there, and they're faithful to the Lord. Everybody's not planted in the house of God. That doesn't mean they're not saved or cannot be saved.
I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. You're saying they're not planted, meaning?
They don't go to church if you're not planted. If you're planted, that's where you dwell. Just like in your house, you're planted in your home. That's where you go. That's where you, for your comfort, for your relaxation. That's where you go cook your meals and things like that, you know. So that's what it means. Some people are planted there. Like you plant seeds in the ground. Okay? Like your mother, she was planted. She was faithful to her walk. I know she was. I should see her in church growing up.
First
I remember
of all,
that.
The term church is always going to be a problem.
And it may be. Because, but you have some people that are planted
well,
there.
Hold on.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, you got yourself convinced to say stuff.
I'm not convinced to
well,
say
the
anything.
The thing is, you have an argument like so many other people do to where you already done jumped ahead in an argument. But the fact of the matter is.
What is it?
Is that if you're saying that. The people are not the church, the building is now.
No,
well, you say
that's
you
not
go,
what I said.
You say you go to the church. You didn't say I take the church or I bring the church. You say I go to it, right?
It's a building.
Okay, so it's just a building. So when ain't nobody in it, is it a church?
We know from where we are today, there is a building that we call church. And there are certain people that are planted there. That doesn't mean that when I'm on my way, I don't bring God with me. Because he's supposed to be with me if I have received him as my Lord and Savior from sin. Only if I've done that. God is with his people anyway. How else can you live and exist if he doesn't share his breath with you? You can't even live. You can't even, you're dead. So God is with all
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
Yeah,
that.
He's with all of us.
I understand that totally. I mean, that he is with all of us. But with him being with us, we have to learn how to acknowledge who he is and what he is in our life, too. So, like I'm
but
saying...
But you can acknowledge him all you want.
If your heart is not... No, you can't acknowledge
you him. You can acknowledge God, but this is the thing. You have to accept him, receive him, reverence him, and have reverential fear of him as God.
Explain
you can say
that.
A whole bunch of stuff about God, but
well,
that doesn't mean that
you haven't
surrendered your life, your mind, your will, and your emotions to him.
Can you do that?
Yes.
How?
By asking. Ask, and you shall receive. Knock on the door, and it shall be open.
See, those are all these things that people throw out there and say because they're words in this book. But what does that really mean?
Knock just on, what it says.
You
ask God.
See,
if you, there's something you want from God, you ask him.
If you were talking to a person that didn't understand what you was talking about, you think that would be enough to help them to do
I can bring it down to their level if they have not heard, if they don't know, and there's probably people that are listening right now. God said, anything you want to know about me, ask me, and I will tell you. Whatever it is, however it is, we're out of time for this hour. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Hopefully you enjoyed our discussion today with Willie Harris Tat One. He will be with me in the next hour from 11 to 15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Thank you for listening. If you can't come back, have a safe and happy and blessed weekend. God bless. Thank you.